This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with Celebrity Apprentice finalist Lisa Gibbons. But first, you know that man we talked about in Michigan who walks about 21 miles to and from work each day? He was surprised with a brand new car from a local Ford dealership. The 56-year-old man made news last week as a local newspaper wrote an article about his long hike to work every day, something he's been doing for over 10 years. Since that story, he's now received a new car and an anonymous fund was started that has raised more than $300,000 for him. The man works at a plastics factory earning less than $11 an hour. Tickets in North Carolina, Puerto Rico, and Texas have matched all six numbers to split a $564 million Powerball jackpot. Puerto Rico joined Powerball less than a year ago. Besides 44 states and Washington, D.C., the game is also played in the Virgin Islands. The winning numbers were 11, 13, 25, 39, 54, and the Powerball 19. Wednesday's jackpot was the third largest in Powerball history and the fifth highest U.S. lottery prize. The last time a Powerball jackpot climbed so high was May 2013, when a Florida ticket won a $590 million prize. Should the winner select the lump sum option, each would get one-third of $381 million before taxes. The other option is an annuity under which the lottery would make payments 30 times over 29 years. Waffle House restaurants across the country will be offering candlelit dinners for couples on Valentine's Day. Some customers have already made reservations. It'll be the sixth year that Waffle House will offer the service at their 145 locations across the United States. Beware of the eavesdropping TV. Samsung has a smart TV that eavesdrops on you. The Samsung Smart TV can be activated by voice command. According to Samsung, in order to provide you with voice recognition feature, some voice commands may be transmitted to a third-party service. The company also says they may collect, and your device may capture, voice commands and associated texts so that they can provide you with voice recognition features and evaluate and improve the features. So your TV is listening. Proposing is riskier than you might think, guys. A new study has found that 25% of women have turned down a marriage proposal sometime in their life. Their reasons for doing so were usually because they felt the person proposing wasn't the right one or just didn't feel right. Of those that rejected their proposal, 23% went on to say that they regretted the decision later. Some will turn them down because they don't like the way they were proposed to. For men, proposing is an incredibly stress-inducing situation, causing high heart rates and breaking out in a cold sweat. Many spend 2 months' salary on the ring, so getting a rejection is a nightmare. You better hold on to the receipt. Longtime Barack Obama advisor David Axelrod has penned a new memoir. In it, Axelrod says Barack Obama lied about his position on gay marriage so he could get elected president in 2008. Documents show that the president did flip-flop. In 1996, Obama responded to a questionnaire from the Chicago-based Outlines newspaper as he was making his first run for the state Senate in Illinois. When asked about same-sex unions, Obama said, "I favor legalizing same-sex marriages and would fight efforts to prohibit such marriages." 2 years later, he told the same newspaper that he was undecided. In 2008, 2 days before he would be elected president, he told an interview on MTV that, "I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. I am not in favor of gay marriage." As president in 2010, he returned publicly to his original position 14 years after he first articulated it. Axelrod says he told Obama in 2008 that he should hide the ball and deceive the American public for political purposes. The seventh season of Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice on NBC comes down to a finale this Monday night, pitting reporter Geraldo Rivera against TV host Lisa Gibbons.
Hello, Mike.
So how's everything? You getting ready for the big finale next Monday?
Oh, my gosh. We're so psyched for the finale. You know, it's a long season, shorter this year than in years past, but it gets we turn up the volume pretty high at this point.
What's it been like, this journey with Donald Trump and his staff?
It's been so fantastic, fast and furious and pretty darn fabulous, if you ask me. Fiercely competitive. Who gets eliminated and who are the final two that go through to the live finale, which will be on the 16th. So it all comes down live for that final task on the 16th. So you know, the pressure is on, and it's going to be a real showdown. But I've had so much fun competing with this really eccentric and eclectic cast of characters this season. It's been great.
Are we seeing everything, or are there scenes that you wish had been aired?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there are a lot of scenes, and sometimes they will post deleted scenes on the website, which are really fun. There's some scenes, including some scenes with our dear friend Joan Rivers, that I really love seeing, that all of them couldn't make the air, so that's fun. But you are seeing what really happened. It's not like there's anybody saying, act this way, or here's the storyline. This stuff really happens. So you can't, in a short amount of time, you can't see all of the task and all of the things that went down, but you see people are acting that way, and things, no one's being taken out of context. So, what you see is those are how the people are, and that's the stuff that really is occurring.
You know, there's so much bickering on this show that it, I think, would be off-putting for people, except they know that you are all playing for charity, and there's a happy ending on this when you win a task, and thousands upon thousands goes to any number of great charities, right? I mean, isn't that why you sit through all of this nonsense to make money for your charity?
That has been my eye on the prize and my strategy from the beginning. And, you know, never underestimate how meaningful it is to keep somebody focused, or at least for me. Yes, and even the people that don't win, which is all the other contestants, you know, one person's going to win that $250,000 grand prize, but there's been a lot of money awarded to a lot of charities already, because every project manager gets money from that sponsor. Like, for example, the task last week, I got $50,000 from Anheuser-Busch, $50,000 from Trump, for my charity. And the time before that, I got money from Chock Full of Nuts for my charity. So I've already won a lot of money for Leaders Care Connection. Sig Hansen from Deadliest Catch got money from the Coast Guard, even though he left the show already. People make a wish. They've got money. All these charities are benefiting. They're getting awareness. They're getting traffic to their sites. They're getting funding. It's amazing. $15 million has gone to charity. So that's just incredible. Before I agreed to do the show, I called Mary Lou Henner, who's been on the show before, and Holly Robinson Pete. These are friends of mine that I know are very active in their charities. And they told me how meaningful it had been to their organizations. And I thought, wow, okay, that's dramatic. So even before we'd even started the season, it had already been a windfall for Lisa's Care Connection, which is my charity. So I'm just so thrilled to have been asked to the dance, and to be this far along in the competition is tremendous.
Tell us about your charity.
You know, my mother died of Alzheimer's, and so did her mother, my granny. So I started this foundation a dozen years ago because my mother told me to tell our story. And so we started opening the doors to these free support centers called Leaders Care Connection, where we could help families adjust to their new normal and help the husbands and wives and sons and daughters begin to answer the question, now what do we do? How do we move forward now that we get this diagnosis? And so we provide free services for those people, the caregivers.
And what about the hereditary factor of this? You said your grandmother, your mother. Are you concerned about you and your family?
You know, I'm very aware. I'm not certainly not naive that we have an increased risk, but everybody who has a brain is at risk. This is a global epidemic, and we really need to get engaged and enraged as a nation and as the planet. We need more resources, we need more money, we need more attention, and we all need to kind of really get more answers about why it's being diagnosed, why it's more prevalent, and what we can do on the way to a cure for more treatments.
So what do you do next after you win Celebrity Apprentice?
You know, I'm going to look, first of all, after I win, I love that I went right there. Well, after I win, it would be great. I hope you're right. Mr. Trump has helped ignite a lot of careers and open possibilities. I hope I should be so lucky to have some options to look at like that. But you know, I've been running this foundation for a long time. I'm designing jewelry, and I'll keep doing that. I'll keep doing my radio, and television is what I've done, my bread and butter for 40 years, so I hope I'll keep doing that. So, you know, move forward, ever forward, right?
Well, I think you're the only Lisa out there, so we know who you are. As soon as you say Lisa, we know it's Lisa Gibbons.
Oh, that's really nice of you. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you so much.
I remember we talked to you years ago, but it's so good to see you again in prime time and doing such a great job on Celebrity Apprentice, because you really, you carried yourself through this whole process with dignity and normalcy, if you will, when everything around you is going crazy. So kudos to you, Lisa.
I appreciate the encouragement. Thanks so much. I hope everybody will be watching. We'll see how it goes.
You better win.
I hope so.
All the best, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
I'd love to hear what you have to say. Send me an email at MikeAW@MikeBennettRadio.com. That's Mike AW, like America Weekend, at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at MikeBennett11. With Lisa Gibbons, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and town.
Todd Thompson, Denver, Colorado.
What does the patch say?
Moonshine Lunch Run. We leave Colorado usually in a snowstorm to go do it.
The Moonshine Lunch Run. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Denver Tom, what's up with the Moonshine Lunch Run?
Oh, that's a little run out of Illinois. Comes April. In the middle of April, we leave Colorado usually in a snowstorm to go do it. Just a good little biker cookout. Something to do for the weekend. Moonshine Lunch Run. Yeah, you can go on moonshine.com and pull it up. It's a website. And they got a regular run out there every year.
Next date for the lunch run is April 11th, 2015. If you're leaving from Denver, there may be snow. Moonshine-lunchrun.com. Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Fame netminder currently ranks second all-time in wins, games played, and saves. An 11-time All-Star, he's won four Stanley Cups and is one of only six players to have his jersey retired by two NHL teams.
There's a shot by McGinnis, the save by Wah, the rebound. Owen Wah has the puck.
So, where is Patrick Wah now? Patrick is part owner and GM of the Quebec Ramparts of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. He's also been the team's coach, and he was known to encourage a bit of brawling when he was behind the bench, even when his players included sons Jonathan and Frederick.
Vernon and Wah square off. How about this?
Looks like those pucks didn't fall far from the tree. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.